There is a museum in Denmark that features something a little out of the ordinary. It is an apartment straight out of the 1950s. This exhibit was designed specifically for patients with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, and the history they come here to experience is their own. Sissel Overgaard paid a visit to the Old Town Museum in the city of Aarhus.
As a small group of residents from the Kløvervang nursing home arrive at the so-called House of Memories, they're greeted at the door by a smiling young woman in sturdy shoes and a house dress. Oh, how embarrassing, she says. I forgot to take off my apron. And so begins a two-hour trip into the past. After leading her guests into a tiny kitchen, the hostess, a museum interpreter, pulls out a package of coffee substitute from the post-war era. A quiet woman in a wheelchair sniffs and her face lights up with recognition. Another visitor points to a giant pot and with a prompt from the hostess explains the process for boiling baby diapers. From the food in the pantry to the clock in the dining room, the perfume on the dresser, even the electrical outlets, everything here is authentic 1950s. Nothing is off limits, and not even the most intimate corner has been overlooked by curator Tove Engelhardt Mathiesen.
I also put objects connected to love in the drawers of the man's side of the bed. It's a totality of sights and touch and smell, which in our experience bring out their own memories.
This is no coincidence, says Dorte Berntsen, who heads the Center on Autobiographical Memory Research at Aarhus University.
The two things we know about autobiographical memory, if you have Alzheimer's disease, and one is that the early memories are best preserved.
Specifically, memories from a person's teens and 20s. For these visitors, that period falls in the 1950s.
And the other thing is that if you start a conversation and asking a person, so what did you experience when you were young, then you are asking for strategic retrieval. Instead, you have to bypass the need for executive processes by providing some sort of associations and then hoping that a memory can be activated.
Berntsen says there's a need for more research on associative triggers, but physical objects and music seem particularly promising. The visit to the House of Memories comes to an end with a song in the parlor and then laughter as guests stop to try on old hats on the way out. Henning Lindberg, who came up with the idea for the House of Memories, says he's witnessed transformations that border on the miraculous, and he says word is spreading.
Once or twice a week, I have a contact from another museum.
He admits this model represents a change for museum interpreters who are used to being explainers rather than listeners or caregivers. For example, he says, people with dementia cry sometimes.
There was a museum who had contacted me and they said, we can't treat them if they are crying. And I say, why not? You had to take their hand and comfort them.
And very soon, Lindberg says, even more people will be in need of this kind of comfort. That's when the House of Memories will be getting an upgrade to the 1960s. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Denmark.